Yes, sir.
One thing I would like you to check with Bizard is that this story, as you know, does indicate that Dean says he Xeroxed his personal files. Now, they didn't allow Haldeman or Ehrlichman to do that, you know. I want you to ask Bizard, did Dean do it, and what happened to the other two, and call me back, okay?
No, I know that. I've already checked.
What did he say?
Dean was not permitted to Xerox any files.
Had he done them earlier then? Because he said this, and the story indicates that he did Xerox his files.
If he Xeroxed files, it was while he was still here as counsel during the April period, and he did it without anyone's knowledge. But
so he probably did then.
Well, but as Fred says, there's no way to really know that, but we do know, and it is a fact, that any time where Fred, you know, where Dean has had access to his files on an equal basis with Bob and John, he has not been permitted to make any note. He's not been permitted to Xerox. He's not been permitted to write anything down. The same basis as Bob and John.
Well, the thing tomorrow, though, is to get from me, and you tell him I want it.
Yes, sir.
First thing in the morning, I want a Xerox of all of Dean's files. It's something they're getting for everybody, but I want his files from February 27th on, okay?
Yes, sir. February 27th on, and that's what
from
we said.
February 27th, but only with the president. I don't want to hear what he said to the other people,
right.
You know?
Notes from the, presidential meetings.
Anything he had with the president, and I want a Xerox of them. Now, understand, if they come to me, there's no problem. They're getting out, you see.
That's right.
But I want a Xerox because I don't want them to go to Fred, and I don't want them to go to Lynn. I don't want them to go to anybody else, but I must have them myself, see.
Right.
Okay, will you tell them?
Yes, I will, and I'll have a meeting with them in the morning on the notes
fine.
Of all the things we talked about.
Right.
But I do know that they were, and I talked to Bob just a short time ago, and
yeah. He
raised this too, and I said, Bob, the point, you know, he was not permitted to Xerox any files. He was not given anything. He was not permitted to write anything.
Unless he'd done it earlier, yeah.
Unless he did it, you know, in March or February.
Well, he may be just shooting things across the bow as... In terms of, maybe he has something from an earlier period, and all of his business about recording telephone calls. So it doesn't worry me. I have no telephone calls that I'm concerned about.
That's right.
But he's playing a much bigger bluff here than we think, you know.
I think he is.
I really think he is.
That's right.
But I want to see these things, and that's an order.
Yes, sir. I understand.
I want the dot. And I want them, and what the hell? These are my files.
That's right.
And I want any crapping around. And if they say, why are we getting Dean's? I'm getting Haldeman's and Ehrlichman's too, and Coulson's. Okay?
That's right. Yes, sir.
But I only want Dean's tomorrow from the 28th on, anything with the president. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Fine. Mm-hmm.